We got three more speakers. Up next, my friend Jim.
Woo! This is kind of nerve-wracking because you got some like hardcore nerds here. And I'm just kind of like a halfway nerd, so I'm just going to do my best.
You're wearing a Captain America shirt.
Okay, let's do it. When Eric contacted me to do this, I was really flattered, and I thought this is going to be awesome because I can talk about Superman for like 3-4 hours. He's like, yeah, Jim, I'm going to need you to tell one story, and it has to be personal, and it's got to be 5 minutes. I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'll see you in July. Okay, great. Fantastic. So this is a personal story. It's about me. It's not really about Superman the character. When I was a little boy, I lived with my grandma and grandpa, and my parents both worked. And she would watch me during the day. I'd sit down in the basement, and she'd put on Superman the movie. And I can't really remember the first time I saw it. That's how many times I've seen it, how long ago I saw it. And I've seen all of them 100 times. And so I can't tell that memory, you know, the first time I saw Superman the movie or the first time I heard the theme or anything like that. Because it's like trying to remember the first time you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or the first time you tossed a ball or something. It's just part of me. And I'd seen them all so many times. I used to go to the video store with my dad when Superman 4 came out on VHS. Four. I'd probably seen 4 the most as a kid, too. So this we'd walk into the video store, and I had no idea. I'm a little kid. I didn't understand that it was that bad. And I'd walk in, and the guy'd look at my dad, and he'd go, Superman 4? Yeah, he'd say, just take it. He used to let us rent it for free. Because he's like, nobody's renting that shit. But you're a kid. So I'd seen Superman 4 a lot, and I got a little bit older, and I didn't stop loving Superman, but other things came around when I was a kid. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I got into Star Wars late in life, you know, like 10. These things kept me over. But I can remember after seeing 4, I was a little kid, I didn't understand that, when's the next one coming out? When's 5 coming out? I didn't understand, like, well, abysmal failure, there is no 5. Sorry, the ride's over, there's no 5. But I was a little kid, I didn't understand, and there would be little rumors of, you know, Christopher Reeve's going to direct 5, and there's going to be a 5, and then 5 never came, and Nicolas Cage was going to play Superman, and everything was going to be terrible, and I was never going to see 5, there was never going to be a 5, I was never going to get to sit in the theater and see 5, and see the titles, and hear the music. It was never going to happen, and I'd read about the Tim Burton thing, and the McGee stuff and what they all wanted to do. It was going to be awful. And then Bryan Singer was going to make Superman Returns, and it seemed like, well, at least it's not going to be the Tim Burton thing. Maybe this can be okay. And it wasn't. But that's not what I'm talking about. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a feeling. We're talking about the memory. So it's opening night of Superman Returns, and Eric was there among other people. There were some other people he ran a comic book store with there, a bunch of my friends, and we would all go see these comic book movies at midnight. That was all normal. Everyone was going to go see this movie at midnight. But I had family there. I had my aunt there, and my mom wanted to come, and my uncle, and my cousin, and I'm getting choked up right now talking about it. And my best friend from grade school, and he didn't usually come to these things. And it didn't really dawn on me, you know, at the time. But we went and we sat in the theater, and I'm sitting there in the middle of, like, you know, that row. And I look, and everybody I love is there. My wife is there. My friends from school, from early childhood, family, these people that just, I didn't realize how much Superman meant to me, but all these other people did. And I remember sitting there, and the movie started, and I got to see the titles, and I got to hear the music. And I never thought that was going to happen. And I had all these people that I loved there. And I remember Mike, you know Mike.
Yep.
He's my best friend from way back. And he didn't care. He's like, I don't care about Superman. I love Spider-Man. I don't care what happens to Superman. But he's like, I'm so sorry that Superman Returns was bad because I know how much it meant to you. So that's my Superman memory, was getting to see Superman Returns. Again, I'm not talking about the movie. But getting to be there and hear the theme and see the thing, it was, I literally, I don't want to say literally too loosely, but as far back as I can remember, which to me counts for everything, I wanted to see a Superman movie at the show. I wanted to experience that. And then I got to a point in my life where I was sure that was never going to happen, and then it happened. And everyone I loved was there, and that's my Superman memory.